Aisha, and I'm a former host of MOPA Single Mothers by Choice, or SMCs. Like you, as an SMC, I decided to become a mother knowing I'd be the sole care provider and parent for my children, at least at the outset. The MOCA stood for Black, so I'm using the word Black, and I'll be discussing being a single mother by choice from a Black woman's lens. You'll connect with all the interesting and fun things about this non-traditional path, like discussing which sperm to use and some hard truths about fertility and the realities of dating as a single mother who doesn't have a co-parent to rely on occasionally, and what it's actually like to parent as an S&C. This is the Black Single Mothers by Choice podcast.
Oh my gosh, I just had a day's worth of emotions happen all in the hour and a half. That was my Monday morning. Okay, so late last night, some of the moms were like, did you guys know that tomorrow is picture day? And so we're like, okay, so got snagged a 8:45 appointment for picture day. So I knew it was picture day. I let Noelle know it was picture day. And that's how our morning started. So Mondays are already rough because you're coming off of the weekend with the kids. And so it's just, okay, Noelle, I want you to wear something nice today for picture day. Go pick something up. So anyway, so she comes with these outfit choices and I'm like, no leggings, go pick some jeans. She comes back with another pair of leggings. And I'm like, those are still leggings. And so then it's just, all right, I had this nice little Minnie Mouse shirt. You want to wear that and you can wear leggings under it. No. So I'm like, okay. So then she goes, gets a shirt. She's like, it's red. It's I can wear leggings, but it's got a little bit of paint on it. A lot of bit of paint on it, Noelle. No. So we're negotiating outfits. So finally I was like, you got one more try before I pick one out for you. And the whole drama that I told you all last week was just like, oh my gosh, over clothing. So anyway, she finally picked out her outfit. She's not happy with it. So she's crying and I have to do her hair for the photos, right? Cause it can't be any other kind of way. So it's the whole hair thing and tears. And so that was the morning trying to get her out. We finally found an outfit that we both agreed on and she's trying to explain to me her emotions. And I'm like, Noelle, we can talk in the car. So anyway, the 21-month-old decides that it's going to be, this is the time she's going to be all independent. So she's grabbing the diapers that come in the sleeves, big old diaper sleeves, like she's doing something with it. And I'm like, what are you doing? So I'm just like, fine, here, take your little bag and you can drag your bag. They were both in cahoots. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So haven't taken a shower, nothing. I'm like, we got to get out of here because we have to make the 8:45 appointment. So anyway, so we get outside and the toddler's like, taking her sweet time getting to the elevator. The doors are about to close. I'm like, Noelle, you can hold the door. So one foot in the elevator door, the toddler is all the way at the end of the hall. I'm like, come to mommy. And she's just like, no. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So anyway, so finally gets her in front of the elevator. She drops down I'm chilling right here on the floor outside the elevator. So anyway, Noelle's like, mommy, just let me go and I'll get myself in my car seat. And so anyway, I was like, no. So the door closes. I'm like, no, you could hold the door. So then she finally presses the button, whatever. It was just shit show trying to get to the car. So we get in the car, the toddler's crying. I'm like, whatever. So close the door, quiet in the garage. And I have to get in the car. So anyway, drop the baby off, get Noelle to her appointment. And it's freezing this morning. So I'm standing outside like you do on the play dates at the playground. So freezing, freezing. She gets in. She takes a picture. Success. I was like, did you get it? But on the way to the school, I was like, Noelle, because I knew I needed to talk her through her emotions in order for her to get a good picture. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, Noelle, what is it? Why didn't you like your clothes? Mommy, I just didn't like those clothes. They just weren't me. They didn't match. I want to be perfect. Define for me what is perfect, Noelle. Perfect means it should match. It should go together. It just did it. And I was just like, okay, what kind of clothes do you like? Because we're coming up on spring anyway, and I have to buy her filler clothes anyway. So she was just like, I like things with the emojis. So she got so animated. She's like, I want the emojis that smile, like the one shirt you got me where I can put the things up and they go one way and push them down. The Land's End shirts where you got the sequins that you can go up and down. I was like, okay, I can do that. I was like, what do you like for pants? She's like, I don't want them just boring. I like them with colors and patterns. Like the polka dot circle ones that I gave you, they had colors and they had patterns. You like pattern stuff? Yeah, I like the fun patterns and the colors. And I was like, is that why you chose those sneakers? Because she got these new sneakers. And I'm like, is that why you chose those sneakers? And she's like, yeah, I like the colors and they had so many patterns. I was like, I thought you said you liked them because the boys like them. She's like, no, I like them because I like the colors and the patterns. So anyway, talked her all the way off the ledge in the 7 minutes it took for us to get to her school. So then I was just like, I'm trying to buy a house. So I'm like, I need to do this drive-by for this house. So we're like in the neighborhood. So I was just like, fine. So we get in the car and I'm like, I think I can do it. So anyway, so we do the drive-by to the house. Mommy, where are we going? This doesn't look like we're going back to the, where are we going, mommy? We saw these all houses the this weekend. We saw all of these houses. Noelle, there are a million houses that we will pass every day. But mommy, we saw these houses. Oh, is that the one? I got that house. Yeah. Huh? So anyway, so finally get her to the school, drop her off. And I'm like, I'm done. But I'm like, all in the span from 7 o'clock to just about 9:15. Quickly transition. Yeah, I just had to take, I'm taking a sick hour. I need a mental health hour. I just need to just process and ease into to my Monday, ease into my week. Even watching the news, like there have been so many mass shooting situations. I'm just like, no, when we run, and she was like four at the time where we started having these conversations, we need to run and you need to listen. And parenting happens in moments, and parenting with a background of trauma. If I ever write a book, I will tell that story. My trauma happened really at early formative years of my life, and I lost my parents. And so that has influenced almost everything that I've done and what I've ultimately become as a survivor. And so I run many boot camps in my head with my kids, trying to get them to be little survivors, even though my trauma is not their trauma. And so when I say listen, it means something different to me than just listen. It's like, listen, it's a catastrophe. Listen, Godzilla is coming. Listen, there's a mess. I think what I love about having had the conversation this morning is because sometimes you're in your head and you think that you're the only one, right? You're the only one parenting through a trauma or parenting in a way that the outside world might not understand. And it's just like, no, it totally makes sense to me in my head. But I think there are a lot of things in parenting that you think is just you. We were talking about pick up your socks. Like how many times you have to say, and Noelle will drop her clothes. The socks never make it with the rest of the clothes. Noelle, come pick up your socks. And I think that's one of the things I love about my SMC moms. They totally validate me. I was like, Pod, you're my people, because we get the crazies that can happen, the moments where you want to just tag out and tag someone else in, but we can't do that in the moment with the kids. So once we drop off the kids, we can tag each other and high five and just have that empathetic kind of conversation, because it is hard. And especially when you have things that trigger you, and in the moment, you can't always tell. But then once you're outside of it, it's just like certain things will never happen to your kids. But meanwhile, you're parenting and you're training them for life. And one of the things that I've really appreciated about doing this podcast is that it's forced me to really reflect a lot. And when you talk about the trauma, I lost my parents when I was 13. And so in that particular stage of life, the worst thing that could happen is you lose your parents, right? Worst thing happened. And so now that is the lens with which you view the world. Now, as a parent, the worst thing that could happen is to lose a kid. And so then, so now, It is a combination of knowing that the worst things can happen and now parenting and trying to prevent the worst thing from happening at this stage in my life is something I'm going to have to sit with for a bit to understand and unpack that. And I too am a proponent of therapy and am looking for a therapist as well. And not just in the moment, but to realize and understand my patterns, because I don't want my kids to be on a couch in the future because of me, because of their own stuff. Right. I don't want them to be on a couch because of me. And then the second thing was having to be in two different places with your kids in an emergency situation. And I think that's one of the driving forces for me to stay fit and healthy, because in my mind, I believe I can carry both the 7-year-old and the 2-year-old. And that is the standard that I am working toward, because God forbid I need to grab both my girls and run, I am able to physically do that. Thank you for helping me ease into my Monday because I was all the way in here and I'm like, I can't adult today. And so this was helpful.
Full Pod, thank you so much for taking the time to listen. If you like what you've heard, please share this podcast with your girlfriends, and I'd love to hear your thoughts about the topics covered in this episode. So email me at mochasnc@gmail.com. If you found value in the topics covered, consider making a donation using the link in the show notes below. Till next time, Pod. Bye now.